Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, we know that many businesses are feeling the squeeze in Ireland at the moment. One sector that traditionally does very well in the short, cold days of January is the travel industry. So how has business been for travel agents so far in 2023? And with consumers wrestling with cost of living and carbon footprint concerns, what particular pressures are they dealing with? Well, I'm joined on the line now by Linda Jones of the Travel Boutique in Bray, Claire Dunn from Dawkin Travel, and Paul Hackett from Click and Go. And Paul is also president of the Irish Travel Agents Association. You're all very welcome. Linda, I'm going to start with you and ask you how this month compares to previous years in terms of who's booking holidays and where do they want to go?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Well, thankfully, we're back doing what we do best, and that is selling holidays after those horrendous couple of years. But there is, we're having a really good start to the year, and people are really looking forward to getting away again this summer. We're having selling a lot of Lapland holidays and cruises and safari holidays, and people are really booking things that they haven't been able to do for the last couple of years.
So would they be the once in a lifetime type holidays over and above the regular run of the mill family package holidays to the likes of Spain?
Yes, they would. I think people missed out on a lot of special holidays during COVID when they wanted to celebrate special birthdays and occasions. So they're all making the most of it now. And countries like Africa are really only back open doing safaris from this year. So there's a huge demand. And also Japan, we have a lot of inquiries coming in for Japan at the moment because its borders only opened in November. So it's been nearly 3 years since people were able to travel there.
So Paul, I mentioned the factors that people are considering now. We have the cost of living pressures and also people very mindful now of their carbon footprint. Are both those things having an impact on bookings?
Yes, in terms of the cost of living, Claire, people are being very cautious. And what we're seeing this year is people are looking to spread the cost of their holidays over a period of time. So more people are opting for monthly payment plans. At this time of the year, they're availing of low deposits, which they're going to get with all of the travel companies across the market. And that's really important. And yes, the carbon footprint is an issue, but we're lucky in Ireland in terms of the two main airlines in Ireland have very young fleets. So the carbon footprint from those airlines is minimized. And all of the key suppliers are very conscious of the need to address this issue and have a lot of policies and guidance in place around doing so.
Well, we know it's very difficult for airlines to address this, and it is a big challenge facing the industry. But are customers aware of it, do you think?
Customers are, but, you know, there's also the practical piece. If we live in Europe and we want to get from Paris to Berlin, we have options. We can get the train or we can fly. And if somebody wants to be conscientious about it, they can take the train. We don't have that option here. Mm-hmm. So whilst customers are aware, our options are much more limited. And in terms of the fleet age and the utilisation of fuel, younger fleets are really key, and both Aer Lingus and Ryanair are very good at highlighting those points.
Okay, well, Claire Dunn is with us from Dawkin Travel. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the biggest change you'd say you're dealing with now post-pandemic?
Hi, good morning, Claire. Can I just say to you, my company is the travel broker.
Apologies.
No problem at all. We're seeing a lot of people coming with multi-generational families, like people who have, you're getting their family together and taking a big holiday, not necessarily a bucket list holiday, but going, maybe taking a big villa and having like the grandparents and their children and the grandchildren all coming together because they haven't had much time over the pandemic. And some of those families are opting to go further afield. So we've had quite a few inquiries for the Maldives or for Barbados. And cruising has been huge this year, really, really big. Everybody wants to go cruising.
Why is that, I wonder?
I think the value is really important. I mean, and everything is organised for them. I mean, they have the flight, obviously the accommodation, their entertainment, their food, and in many cases their drinks are included as well. So it's all organised and they don't have to worry about anything after that. Mm-hmm. And it also suits as I say, these multi-generational families, that there's something there for the older people, the younger people, the children. So it's really working well.
And what about staffing issues? Because we hear right across the board that businesses, Claire, are having a problem with getting staff and retaining staff. Has that been a challenge?
It has, yeah. I mean, we do want to get more people into the industry. Like everybody else, we lost people out of the industry during the pandemic. But I don't think we're affected any more than any other industry. And it is a very attractive industry to work in. I mean, we get a lot of opportunities to travel and see the world. So we are hoping that we will get more people in. And I know a lot of myself and my colleagues are always looking for talented people who are interested in travel and want to work in our industry.
And Linda, for you, is staffing an issue?
It is like every industry. I mean, we're having to recruit outside of travel, but there are plenty of people wanting to come and join it. It is a great industry, as Claire says, to work in. But it does take probably about 3 to 5 years to really learn the whole trade and the industry. There's a huge amount involved in booking holidays. So it's something that we're having to go outside of our industry, maybe to bring people in and train them on the job, and you know, bring them along, because a lot of the travel courses were stopped for the last couple of years with COVID, and we just need to get them up. They are starting to get up and running again, and we just need to get more people back into our industry.
Because
again,
there'll be a lag time, Paul. You'd have a good bird's eye view from your role as president of the Irish Travel Agents Association of the lag time and maybe the shortage of staff in the travel industry.
Yes, it is. And it's something, as an association, we're very conscious of. We're working with a number of post-leaving cert colleges and third-level colleges to try and get travel-related subject areas and travel-related courses reintroduced. But, you know, the industry is very tech-driven. It's not just the counter jobs. It's the digital marketing jobs. It's all the communication, and it's the IT development piece. So, you know, there are multi-skilled people in the market to support the rest of the travel industry. But yeah, it's a challenge, as Claire says, no more than for any other industry. But I think the working from home piece has helped, and you know, companies being flexible with regard to working from home. And it's all about retaining the staff you have and being flexible in your recruitment policy so that you're taking every opportunity that is there.
And Claire, your business, The Travel Broker, you're solely online now, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't describe our business as being online in that we don't have a public shop, but our service is very personal. We deal individually with people. But all of my team, I was very lucky that I was able to retain my team during the pandemic, and they're all working from home now. It works really well. I have to say, from a tech point of view, it was seamless. The transition was seamless. And we talk to our clients all the time, either on the phone or on email or on Zoom or whatever. And it hasn't affected the business. In fact, I think it has made us more efficient. Mm-hmm. And it gives us more time to deal individually with our clients and to make sure that we're looking after their personal requirements.
And going back, Claire, to what you had to deal with, what all of you had to deal with in the pandemic, that was postponed holidays from March of 2020 on for a long period of time. Have they all been dealt with, all of those postponed holidays? Have they run through the system?
Yeah, I mean, some people were rebooked, I mean, I'm not joking, 3-4 times. And I mean, most of them got to travel in the end by the end of last year. Now, we do still have a couple of clients who aren't ready yet to travel, but they're planning their trips for this year. But anybody who wanted to travel last year or the year before got away, and all of the refunds have been dealt with. So anybody who was due money, that's all gone through the system now, and everybody has got their money back. So that's been really good. But it took a lot of time, as you can imagine. We were working every day through the pandemic. I know some people thought we were watching Netflix, but actually we were working every single day. Because of the changes, you know, everybody was changing, and we had to change people 2, 3 and 4 times sometimes.
Yes. And Linda, the cost of holidays, if you compare back looking at 2019 and looking at what it costs now, we would expect some inflation anyway in that period of time. But we're hearing that the cost of the same holiday, you could be looking at an increase of 20% in some cases. Is that your experience?
Well, there is a lot of good early booking offers at the moment where people are getting money off. And if you're booking flights with Ryanair and Aer Lingus, the best fares are always available, you know, when you book far in advance. So there is still value there. I mean, prices are always higher when you're travelling in peak times like July and August, when the demand is at its highest, or a period like Easter or Christmas. So the message is always book early to get the prices down. But, you know, I mean, there could be some slight increases, but nothing too major. The most of the holidays are still available at, you know, decent enough prices for families.
But it is,
and we all offer the opportunity to pay off holidays.
But
it is, Linda,
discretionary spend, and we know that a lot of people are under pressure now with inflation and the cost of living crisis. Do you see that coming through?
Well, at the moment, sales are very strong because this is our peak booking time. And I think one thing the pandemic taught everybody is how important a holiday is. I mean, I know there are people that are struggling to put food on the table, and obviously they'd love to have a holiday and it's not for them. But there are other people working in industries that weren't affected during the pandemic, and they have savings and money to spend. And we all know how good we feel after a holiday. So it is a lovely thing to do. It's good for mental health and everything. So I think people need to try and get away if they can.
All right. Well, thank you all for speaking to us. Linda Jones there from the Travel Boutique in Bray, Claire Dunn from the Travel Broker, and Paul Hackett, who's owner of Click and Go. A reminder that our sleep expert, Professor Andrew Coogan, will be here on Monday. He's going to separate fact from fiction about how to get a good night's rest. Can you catch up on lost sleep at the weekend? Does napping during the day make up for being awake at night? And will listening to music or a book help you to fall asleep? If you have any questions for Andrew, today, cb@rte.ie. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Vivian Traynor.